Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Lee, guess the idea of riding up to Charlotte for a day trip is out.
Yeah, well, at least anything where it involves public transportation for sure.
Yeah, and here's what's interesting. When you're talking about the areas that this is happening in, I think people picture, oh, it must be a bad area, it must be seedy.
No, it's not. I'm familiar with the areas there.
And yeah. You're not safe anywhere in Charlotte. It's a sanctuary city, and that's how you got another illegal immigrant attempted murder. News coming out over the weekend. I heard you were doing it. You got the sanctuary city, and then you got just the homicidal combo of Democrat lawlessness, where Donald Trump deported this illegal immigrant who just did this next attack on the light rail line, and he came back in over Joe Biden's open border during the voter drive. So he's back in America. He's got a lengthy criminal record. So of course he was roaming free in Charlotte. Because that's how they like them. They like them roaming free. And there you go again. Another attempt to murder on the light rail line. So this one unsuccessful, but I'm sure,
there'll be another opportunity, sadly.
Yeah, it's Charlotte. I mean, you can't go there anymore. Democrats will destroy whatever city they run with these policies. Meanwhile, this is incredible. The Democrats are demanding that we render aid to narco-terrorists. Did you see this over the weekend? Not only let them live if we don't kill them in the first strike. No. Render aid. Pick them up. Do you know where this is going, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be a Maryland man, St. Kilmer situation.
Exactly. A poor Venezuelan fisherman.
Yes, they're going to want.
He was running a high-speed boat loaded with drugs and was actually just out there fishing.
He didn't even know the drugs were in the boat. I mean, it could happen
to
anybody. Happens to me all the time.
Because, you always go fishing in the ocean, out in the middle of the ocean at high speeds.
Right, very high, because you got to catch the fish.
That's right.
How else would you catch the fish?
Exactly.
This is what the Democrats believe. Right. So, when they say render aid, what they mean is they want us to pick them up. Do you know what happens if we get an illegal immigrant narco-terrorist on our soil? Even if it's one of our bases, they're going to want to bring them home. Just home is the word they'll use, home.
Yeah.
Like, remember they were saying they needed to bring St. Kilmer home, the wife beater, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere, and child traffickers, because he did that, including trafficking people to South Carolina and dropping them off, but whatever. So they're going to want to bring him home. Remember they said St. Kilmer's home was here, but it's actually El Salvador.
Yes.
So this is how this goes. Where they're going to, they want to render aid, which means we have to pick them up. And folks, if these narco terrorists made it here and could get to a Democrat-run sanctuary city, it would not matter how many people they or their drugs killed. Democrats will release them into their cities and fight ICE, violently, trying to round them up. By the way, did you see over the weekend, Democrat Congresswoman is mad? Because while she and a mob of 40 were attacking ICE agents physically, trying to get between them and a suspect.
Yeah.
By the way, two ICE agents were seriously hurt. They had to be hospitalized by the mob she led. This is Democrats. She's mad because she says she got pepper sprayed. Well, then you asked, like, how'd you get pepper sprayed? Well, she didn't herself get pepper sprayed, but she was sort of in the vicinity of a cloud of pepper spray.
Yeah.
Where the agents were trying to defend themselves from the Democrats in this mob, and she kind of got it in her eyes. I got pepper spray in my eyes one time by accident because it was just like a pepper spray that was kind of old and I was carrying it on my keychain. I didn't realize it was leaking. And
whoops.
Yeah. So I got like the tiny bit of residue on my finger, didn't realize it, and rubbed my eye.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I got, that is nothing like getting a pepper spray blast in the eye, okay? Just that, oh my gosh, my eye swole shut. It was awful. It didn't look right for like the next 24 hours. And there was nothing you could do with makeup to hide it. Well, she says, this Democrat congresswoman says she, you know, she was brutally assaulted by ICE. But she means, so when Democrats say that, what they mean is we were attacking ICE and they wouldn't let us beat them up, is what they mean.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Or they defended themselves in any way. And she's doing, so her makeup's perfect. She's doing this thing. I just got pepper sprayed. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You couldn't have. My eyes swole shut and I didn't even get a full blast. I didn't even get half a blast. She looks fine. If she had been pepper sprayed, she would have had at a minimum tears rolling down her face. Her eyes would be red and puffy.
Yep.
I don't know what she's talking about, but whatever. But anyway, this is the latest atrocity by ICE, just so we're clear. But back to Tammy Duckworth, the senator. Democrats are demanding that Pete Hegseth render aid to narco terrorists. But they did not demand that of Barack Obama.
No.
Weirdly. Including during the hundreds of second strikes that he did. This is former Green Beret Republican Congress member Pat Harrigan talking about that.
This is contrived for political purposes and political purposes only. I've told people throughout this whole last week that if they're serious about charging Pete Hegseth for war crimes on this, they need to do a deep dive into the over 3,000 people that President Obama ordered killed through drone strikes.
Thank you.
Where hundreds of those were second strike strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real. This is not anything other than Democrats playing politics. I really don't understand why they're protecting narco-terrorists.
Well, of course, it's one thing when it's a Democrat administration double tap as opposed to a GOP administration strike.
Right. Because Barack Obama, of course, has great moral authority. Yeah. He won the Peace Prize.
Yes, he did, before he was even president and actually done anything.
Yeah, if he wants to double tap somebody, he can do that all day long. Okay. But look at what's going on here. Okay, so they are obsessed with getting rid of Hegseth. And I'm pretty sure that I know why. Think about this for a minute. And this doesn't get a lot of attention. Their smuggling routes are being destroyed. Their permanent smuggling routes for their voter drive, their illegal voter drive. Think about this. Hegseth and Trump have the border completely shut down. It is militarized. We're talking tanks, Humvees, troops out there on that border. They treat it literally like it's a military. It is a military zone. They literally declared it a military zone. So like the Democrats and their cartel partners can't get anybody over it anymore. So the only way in now is by sea. And that I am convinced they are fighting like this because they need to get rid of Hegseth. Hegseth, for whatever faults he may have, is very, very, very loyal to Trump, and he has done an amazing job, and he is effective. And so they need to communicate to these narco terrorists: we're protecting you. Don't abandon your rat lines. In other words, your established smuggling routes that Tom Paxson warned us about. Remember this, the former attorney general. Well, he still is the attorney general of Texas, but this was during when Biden was in office.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
So The Hill ran a story last week talking about this is a attempted Democrat coup to get Hegseth out so that either the Senate can hand Trump a list of five people who will not do what Hegseth is doing and say this is your only replacement for, you know, Department of War, or you get some kind of rebellion inside the military so they'll stop cutting off the Democrats' cartel friends. But here's the thing at this point, okay? If you're a cartel guy, if you're a drug guy, and you put your people or yourself on a boat with drugs and you head toward the United States of America, how sorry can we feel for you? We've made it very clear what's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's practically suicide at that point. Just don't do it. Mm-hmm. Don't put the drugs in the boat. Don't get in the boat and don't head to America. These are not hard things.
Yes.
If we kill enough of them, they're going to get it if the Democrats would just get out of the way. But I think that's why they're trying to get Hegseth out of the way. It's not just to save the narco-terrorist, but it's also because they need somebody in charge of the military who will loosen the control on the border.
Well, like I said, Hegseth is effective.
Yeah, that's what they hate.
That is the main reason that they're after him, because he is effective. If he were not effective, they'd let him be there and just, you know, flail in the wind and use him as a foil to criticize the Trump administration. But he's effective. That's why they want to get rid of him.
And they're in a panic because Trump keeps having these zero mass migration months.
Right.
He's got the border locked down. They need somebody to undermine the border.
Yeah.
And keep their human smuggling routes open, the ones he talked about. Because think about it. Inside of our cities, ICE is going in and ripping these out by the roots and deporting them. So we are truly getting rid of these routes. We're getting rid of these established human trafficking quarters. Oh, by the way, did you see over the weekend, Tom Homan announced he's found 62,000 of the Democrats' slave and sex trafficked children. 62,000. Biden wasn't even looking for them. Still think there's something up with that. So this is a war, and they want to take out the war chief because he's effective.
Yeah, they're declaring war on the Secretary of War.
Yeah, really. And who would have ever thought this? Not even hiding the fact that they're on the side of the narco-terrorists' right to literally come here and kill Americans. Here's Trump on that.
Every boat we knock out, we save 25,000 American lives.
That's right. That's right.
And if you look at our numbers, the drugs coming in through sea are down 91%. We're going to start very soon on land.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
As TV, movies, stuff you watch online seem a little less woke, not unwoke, but less woke, maybe less woke than it did a year ago. less woke than it did a couple of years ago? It's not your imagination. In fact, the left is extremely alarmed about it, which is good. Headline from The Wrap, nearly half of all LGBTQ characters will disappear from TV next season, a new study finds. Let me read it again. It just makes me happy. Nearly half of all LGBTQ plus characters will disappear from TV next season. Glad study finds. Why? Many of these characters are not wanted by audiences because they are jammed down our throats. I'm watching trying to watch Stranger Things right now with the kids. And if you are paying attention to, so it's the final season, the first two seasons, which were, because it's been running 10 years, from the pre-woke era, they didn't have any gay themes. It's just good, clean fun. There was no weirdness, none of the wokeness. Now, there are two gay relationships, because one is not enough, okay? Well, here's my problem with this, all right? Look, if things reflect reality, of course, we have gay people in this audience, we have gay people in our community, we have gay people in the population. But to have half the romances going on be gay? That's not reality. That's propaganda. And it's completely destroyed our ability to use it. I have to sit there, and we didn't do this we didn't have to do this as a family. We could let the kids watch it with the first two seasons. I have to literally sit there with the remote, and I hit, so I can, as fast as I can, hit the mute. And literally, this season of Stranger Things is like, it's actually really good. It's high drama all the time, and suspense, drama, and action. It's very well done. And then the heartfelt in-between scenes, I swear half of them are gay. They're just something having to do with the gay romance or the gay crush. Would just stop it with the LGBTQ propaganda. But you know what? You watch it on Netflix, that's what you're going to get. But people are over it and it's ending. And by the way, they're actually responding to this. So nearly half of all LGBTQ characters will disappear from TV next season, according to a study, including 61% of trans characters will be absent from TV programming next year. And they're saying these characters will not return due to series cancellations or endings. Limited series formats where they're done. They're not going to make another season of it. And I would even argue a lot of those series probably ended early because of ramming this stuff down people's throats or a character's death or exit. In other words, they're killing off these characters. Now, if it seems like over time this is getting better from its height in the beginning of the Biden administration, it is. Total, what they call, not my words, queer characters, according to the LGBTQ plus GLAAD report, total queer characters, 489 this year. Again, most of them are, they're going away, they're dying off. They're not being replaced by a gay character or a trans character in another series somewhere else, in other words. So 61% of trans characters will disappear between this year and next year. And nearly half of all LGBTQ characters will disappear between 25 and 26. So it's either going to be the ones existing are gone, the series is canceled, the character dies or is canceled, and there are, new shows, other shows are not picking up new characters. That is remarkable. And anyway, you go back, if you look at this season on TV, 24-25, right? There were 489. If you go back to 2021-2022, there was 637 LGBTQ plus characters on the screen, either, again, in bingeable series or movies or, the whole of TV / movies. It's decreasing. It's declining. We're winning. We are winning the culture war. Why? Because people don't want this stuff. Why were there so many characters at the time? Never forget this. One word. And it's not political correctness. It's fear. Fear. It was Barack Obama's human rights campaign would give you a rating if you didn't have a high rating and over 500 companies got them. Larry Fink, Vanguard, all of those big funds, they wouldn't pick you up. They wouldn't buy your stock, even if it was a great buy. They wouldn't do it. You were considered a human rights abuser. And what it was a way to terrorize these companies too. And it, by the way, it wasn't just entertainment companies. It was, you know, everyone from Caterpillar to Harley Davidson to all these, you know, companies that have now dropped their DEI, you know, departments. And your advertising, or if it was a movie or television series, had to have certain numbers of gay characters, and you had to get it approved by the Human Rights Campaign, by their minders, who you had to hire. So as soon as Trump won, remember all of those companies saying, yeah, we're done with DEI, we're firing our DEI staff. The DEI staff was suggested by the Barack Obama Human Rights Campaign. Why would companies do this? They're afraid. They don't want a punitive SEC investigation. There's a lot of ways Democrats can wreck you using the bureaucracy. So they're like, okay, five more gay characters. We've already got 15. We'll go 25. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, and that's why it's ending. It was all fake. It was never the actual culture. It was forced by the Democrats and Barack Obama through a campaign of terror, and now it's over. And that's how you get a dramatic decrease of 41% in the number of LGBTQ plus characters on television in series in a single year across entertainment. That's unbelievable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What I've been warning about is here. It's going exactly the way that I told you it would. I warned that when the Trump administration took no action in the face of the UK fining 4chan, we've been talking about that, they want 4chan to let their censors in and censor Americans. Think about this. 4chan is an American website operating on American soil. It's not even in the UK. They fine the owner of 4chan for not letting their little Nazis inside to censor Americans on American soil. Well, what has the Trump administration done here? The EU keeps asserting the right to censor Americans on American soil. And to their credit, they sent J.D. Vance over to give a speech saying, you know, look, we're not doing censorship. You shouldn't either. Good. But since then, all they've done is revoke the visas for a few of the censors. Folks, it got so outrageous. You could tell where this was going. It got so outrageous. Do you remember when Elon Musk interviewed Donald Trump ahead of the election and the EU warned Musk that that the interview must be on a delay so their censors could pause it? They put 100 censors on it, just watching. Can you imagine living in a world that operated like that? We are this far away from that. I can't tell you how serious this fine is. It's $140 million US from the EU. And our side is just not understanding this and how dangerous this is right now. The Trump administration's weakness on censorship has brought this to the fore. He's caused this to happen. They took no action on 4chan. In fact, the owner of 4chan has now written legislation that will protect Google, him, Meta, Instagram from their censorship. It's sitting there. He sent it to Congress. They're doing nothing. Democrats take over. Nothing's ever going to happen again. Folks, the reason Trump won in 24 was because Elon Musk bought X, and we finally, for the first time in years, got our message out. He pushed the FBI out and ended the censorship regime. We cannot win in a censored environment, and the left knows it. The left looks at it, they can't win unless they can, you know, float in on a raft of lies. So what is happening right now is that the Democrats are making their move to censor Republicans ahead of the 26 and 28 elections. That's what the $140 million fine of X represents. And they know that Trump, this is the EU knows, Trump took no action against censorship of his own supporters in 2020. Ultimately, zero. He would complain about it sometimes. He launched Truth Social, but that didn't matter since only Trump supporters are on Truth Social. You cannot get on the battlefield of ideas if you're on Truth Social. You're just screaming into the wind. I mean, there's so few people on it, it doesn't have the impact that X does. X is the number one news app in America and in every EU country. And Trump complained about it, but he's never done anything to stop censorship aside from revoking a few visas. The EU is betting that he will let them censor Elon Musk. Now, here's what's so scary. Right now, Elon Musk is screaming bloody murder, saying he won't comply with the fines. Well, he did the same thing in Brazil. The FBI under Biden went to Brazil and set up a just grotesque censorship regime that allowed the stealing, the theft of that election. Very similar, by the way, story to here. The censorship is critical to the theft of elections. In fact, that's a big part of the reason I think they were able to get away with it. So what we have going on right now is the first shot over the bow. And the EU is trying to figure out how to censor Elon Musk, but ultimately how to censor conservatives, Trump supporters going into the 26th election. And folks, they know Elon Musk has capitulated before. They know that. They know they froze $6 million of his assets in Brazil. And he said, okay, I'll censor for you and the FBI. And he did. He's censoring those poor people now. He will do it to us if Trump lets him hang. And I know this is good for Trump. I know that he thinks I'm going to make billions off Truth Social, and he will, but we'll live in an authoritarian regime. It is that serious. So what the EU is doing right now is a test. They want to see, will Elon Musk pay the fine? Can they make him pay the fine? And will he comply with the terms? Now, listen to what they want, because this is going to show you where they're going. It is terrifying. They are asserting the right, and this is the Democrats pushing the EU to do this, okay? They're asserting the right to censor our political elections on American soil. You want to know what that'll look like? Entire political parties have been blacked out on social media in Germany, everywhere but X. They will cancel the Republican Party for the Democrats. Now, what they're seeing right now is Elon Musk is refusing, among other things they're fining him for, refusing to turn over the data they need to assess hits, clicks, likes, and reach of political posts and political ads, both in the EU and in America. They want the information so that they can go to round two, which is fines for not allowing the censors to stop Republican ads they don't like. So say you're here, you want to run for school board in Greenville, you're tired of the, you know, maybe there's some perfectly filthy transgender porn books in the library where the left likes them to be, and you want to base your campaign for school board on that here in Greenville. Well, you're going to have to get that past the censor in Brussels, and he may decide your opponent should win and cancel your ads. And if X doesn't go along with it, oh well. If X goes along with it, that's, oh well, you know, good luck. Maybe you can send something in the mail. Democrats would be able to use X all they want, but not you. But they have to get the data first. And folks, this wouldn't terrify me if Elon Musk had knuckled under like that in Brazil to the FBI and the government. And I'm afraid if Trump doesn't back him and do it fast, that he's going to cave. He's talking smack right now, but he did the same thing in Brazil before he gave in. And when he did, I said, oh my gosh, they're going to come for him like the hounds of hell. And the second Musk pays this fine or complies in any way, they are coming for Meta, they're coming for Instagram, they are coming for TikTok, they're coming for all of it. And the thing I feel, Trump is not doing anything right now. He's never done anything before except for suspend a few visas of the censors and their families. And I'm afraid he's going to, again, think, well, I'll just go on Truth Social. Well, no, you won't. First of all, they're going to assert the right to censor Truth Social too, but no one's going to see what you do on Truth Social. It's why you lost in 2020. It's why they stole the election. You couldn't do a damn thing about it. And folks, I'm telling you, it is critical to their drive to steal 28 and steal 26. You cannot do that with X up and fully functioning. It's too hard. There's too many people watching. There's too many internet sleuths. It's just, they can't move anymore. They can't even run hoaxes. They fall apart. So folks, I am not kidding. The entire future of the First Amendment and whether we will have free speech, whether we will have open and fair elections hangs on what Donald Trump does here. And he has failed us utterly every other time with censorship. In fact, folks, don't forget, in the last election, in the 2020 election, who was doing the censoring? The FBI? FBI, the CISA department, which Trump founded, and about 20 different organizations. Who was president? Trump. Trump was president. Did he know? I don't know. It's the number one question I'd ask him. Did you know your government was censoring conservatives? My guess would be he didn't. That's my guess. I don't know for certain. I can't say for certain. My guess would be he didn't. And so look, they don't have a way to get the FBI inside X anymore. And so they're going backdoor through Europe. Folks, I'm telling you, Trump, Rubio need to come out with a nuke on this, a financial nuke. Like, you do this, we're tariffing you 25%. They need to treat the EU like Canada. Because if you leave Musk, and especially if you leave Google, which is already, they already censor Google, and you leave Mark Zuckerberg, they will comply like that. And you are going to have a EU censor deciding what school board ad you can run in your school board campaign. And again, I know Trump thinks he's going to get rich off Truth Social if Elon Musk gets destroyed. Yes, but we are going to lose the First Amendment. And the time to fight is now. Here's the other crazy thing. Did you catch this over the weekend? Nothing from Republican leadership on this. Nothing. And I mean by that, Mike Johnson, Mitch McConnell, any of the leadership in Congress, once again, they always have nothing to say about the censorship of conservatives. Nothing. And that was duly noted by the EU too. Nobody right now is stepping up to back Elon Musk. The only person who is that I can see is Marco Rubio. He put out a strongly worded tweet. Good for him. We need the Trump administration to step up. We need Trump to step up and tell Europe, not just no, but hell no. You do not get to censor Americans. He didn't do it with 4chan though. You going to let Musk hang? Hope not. Texter writes, why can't they just ban American platforms in the EU? EU doesn't make sense. That's actually one of the remedies in the Digital Services Act that the EU has. It's exactly what China does, actually, putting up a great digital wall. And it is the ultimate solution if Elon Musk doesn't comply. The problem is 20 to 25% of the revenues come from the EU for Twitter. So is Elon Musk going to replace that? Along with, they think, about 17% of the users. I hope so. I hope that he will not capitulate to them like he did like that in Brazil, but I don't know. But I know this, the odds that he's going to capitulate to them again are much higher if Trump doesn't get involved. And so far, folks, he's never told the EU not to do this. He hasn't. And they know, that's been noted. So here's the thing. If he pays that fine, the $140 million, and complies, it's lights out. It's lights out for free speech. It's over. Because there'll be another much larger fine behind that one. Right now, they just want the information they need to censor Americans. And understand what they're asking, because it's like a punch to the gut when you understand it. They're saying, they are asserting the right to censor our election debate, tweets, and ads, as well as those in Europe. What, you mean here? Here. You're running for state legislature? Better not say anything the censors don't like. Could go badly for you. We need Trump to step up here. Forcefully, right now. And look, I get that there's been bad blood between these two, but we're talking about the civilizational light of free speech will go out in the world. That is what X represents. And whatever happens on X, Zuckerberg will just follow. It's who he is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.